Each summer, members of the Rockwood Park Backyard Beekeepers Association put together a festival to help introduce community members to beekeeping.
My bee flew away.
Thank you. Very cool.
Set up near the Rockwood Nature Center in Chesterfield County, there's a drone bee petting zoo to help show youth and adults alike the gentle nature of bees. A glass-enclosed demonstration hive provides a close-up of honeybees at work, and a couple of beekeepers extract honey from the comb and give visitors a taste.
Just dip it in there and get whatever you want to get out of there. Okay. You can get honey. You can actually chew on the wax.
Rob Wackety is current president of the Rockwood Park Backyard Beekeepers Association. He's demonstrating a top bar hive.
So for people that want to get into beekeeping, there are a lot of options, but one of the cheapest options and most flexible is what's called a top bar hive.
Compared to the more common vertical Langstroth hive, which requires specialized equipment and expertise, Wackety says the top bar hive can be made by the average homeowner.
You can actually make these with scraps. Some people have made them out of recycled 50-gallon drums. Some people have made them out of pallets.
The horizontal one-story hive has slanted sides and hanging frames. Dividers permit multiple colonies in one box. Wackety says you also don't need any special equipment to extract the honey.
The homeowner can take this frame inside, cut that off, cut the wax off of the frame, and they have what is called cut comb honey. And the cut comb honey can be crushed with a potato masher or just even a fork even, and the honey can be drained out and strained, and so the average homeowner can use it. They can pull the honey out only when they want it, instead of having to do a large extraction process once a year like the commercial or even the large homeowner beekeeper would do.
Wackety started beekeeping 14 years ago and has watched the popularity grow. He says they've had as many as 90 people show up for the Rockwood Beekeepers monthly meetings.
Hi, I'm Ross and I'm a newbie.
I'm Herb Eckert, husband of Ross, and been beekeeper for 6 months.
The Eckerts got into beekeeping after they noticed the insects disappear from their koi pond.
So I actually became a beekeeper to save the bees. I don't even care if I get honey. I just really think it's important for them because there are pollinators, and you know, if there's no bees, there's no food.
So that's another thing why people were trying to get them to join the clubs and get interested into it, because
backyard beekeeper.
It's a big thing because all the pesticides, which we're trying to keep people from not using anymore, you kill the bees, it's going to be bad. There'll be no more food. So
the Eckerts joined the Rockwood Park Backyard Beekeepers Association, which costs $15 a year, and spent 6 months taking classes before ordering their first hive. The queen flew away, but the Eckerts say it's a learning process, and the Rockwood beekeeper community is lending support as they rebuild their hive. There are now 40 beekeeping clubs across Virginia and many opportunities to learn. At Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, Christy Orca teaches introductory and advanced beekeeping.
What I discovered is that the very first day, before we do a whole lot of lectures, we give them a little basic information so they know what they're seeing. We go into the hive the very first day, and the student beekeeper isn't doing anything yet because they're not ready. But they stand back and watch, and they're always shocked by how calm the bees are. And they always seem to be ready to go to the next level.
After putting on protective hoods and preparing the smoker, Orcutt takes me inside some of the hives. Orcutt pries open the protective cover, which the bees seal with a thick, dark substance called propolis. The bees are calm, going about their complex work as we inspect the inside. Using her bare hands, Orcutt pulls out one of the 9 frames that fit perfectly into the first section of the hive.
There's some nectar that's very clear looking in some of the cells, some of those little holes that are six-sided.
Orcutt explains that some of the bees will fan their wings over the fresh nectar to evaporate some of the moisture so it's less conducive to bacteria. They'll seal it with a coat of wax until it's needed later. She then pulls out a frame closer to the center.
This frame is completely full of beautiful, light-colored honey, and it's all ready to go, capped, cured, and they're storing that for the winter.
Next, we go deeper into the hive, into the brooding chamber, to check on the number of larvae.
You can see these sort of swollen lumps here. Those are larvae of drones. Look, there's one emerging. There's a drone getting born, basically, right there. He was a larva, he's a little white grub, and he went through metamorphosis and he's coming out head first. This is his first time coming into the world as an adult.
For those not quite ready to become beekeepers, Grace Chapman, Director of Horticulture at Lewis Ginter, suggests acquiring more bee-friendly plants. She says honeybees are attracted to cool-colored flowers, whites and blues, as well as purple echinacea and red bee balm. And she suggests other options.
Think about trees, think about shrubs, perennials, and ground covers. I have part of my yard is dedicated to completely growing clover, and they're right in front of my beehive, so I see the bees all over the clover.
Choose plants that flower at different points of the year, says Chapman, and plant in groups.
It's really interesting when you do a hive inspection and pull out your frame, and some of them will be completely covered in pollen, and or all the cells are packed with pollen, and it's just every color of the rainbow. I've seen, all the way from really light yellow pollens to really dark reds and just everywhere in between. It's really beautiful and it's really interesting to watch. I love to just sit and watch my bees going in and out of the entrance and seeing what's in their pollen baskets.
In addition to Rockwood, there are beekeeping clubs in Huguenot, Ashland, and two in Richmond. Lewis Ginter's next beekeeping classes begin in September, and Rockwood's are in October. The Virginia Department of Agriculture also offers support and has a beehive grant program. It funds up to $200 per new hive, with a maximum of $2,400 per year. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Kump, WCVE News.